那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见主了。多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说，愿你们平安，就对多马说，伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。多马说，我的主，我的神。耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hands into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in his house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hands and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who had not seen and yet have believed."
Around the world, people are celebrating.
今天在世界各地，人们都在庆祝。
In Rome,
在罗马。
In China,
在中国。
In the United States,
在美国。
And what are we celebrating?
我们庆祝的是什么？
The resurrection of Christ.
是基督的复活。
Our traditional greeting on this day is, "He is risen, he is risen indeed."
传统上我们今天会彼此的问安，他复活了，他真的复活了。
But what does that mean?
但这是什么意思呢？
Well, when we say that Jesus rose, we don't mean simply that his vision lives on.
当我们说基督复活，我们不只是说他的愿景一直在活着。
Sort of like with Steve Jobs and his company Apple.
好像是苹果电脑公司的创始人 Steve Jobs 他的愿景一样。
The company carries on his vision and values.
虽然他人死了，但是公司还继续进行他的愿景和他的价值观。
Some people say that Jesus' resurrection means that the church carries on his vision and values.
有些人说耶稣复活的意思是教会今天继续他的愿景、他的展望和他的价值观。
And that is true, but we mean more than that.
这种说法并没有错，但是我们的意义是更深刻。
When we say that Jesus rose, we mean he rose bodily.
我们说基督复活，我们指的是他的身体的复活。
We mean that he died.
他死了。
His heart stopped.
他的心脏停止跳动。
Movement stopped.
没有任何动作。
Brain waves ceased.
他的脑电波停止了。
And then, on the morning of the third day, he rose.
在第三天的早晨，他复活了。
His heart gave a mighty lurch.
他的心脏突然启动了。
His synapses started firing.
他的神经末梢开始活起来了。
His limbs flexed.
然后他的四肢开始动起来。
So when we say he is risen, we mean that the one who was dead has come back to life and now lives.
我们说复活是那一位已经死了的人，他活了，现在仍然活着。
And that's what the disciples told Thomas.
这也是那些门徒跟多马所说的。
Thomas, one of the 12, also called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came a previous week. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord."
多马是12个门徒中一个，他前面一个星期他们不在他们中间，所以这个叫做底多马的这位多马，所以他其他的门徒跟他说，主已经复活了。
The Greek verb that says they told him has the idea of continuing action.
那在希腊文原文中，他们那个门徒对他说这个动词，原来指的是一直在跟他说。
You could translate that phrase, they were laboring to convince him.
我们也可以翻译说他们竭力地劝说他。
So in our imaginations, we see Mary, the disciple of Jesus.
So we can imagine Maria, 当时也是耶稣的一位门徒。
There in that upper room.
在那个楼上。
Maybe she said,
有可能她这样说。
Thomas, really? He's alive. I saw him.
多马真的，他复活了，我看见他了。
I was there outside the tomb. I talked to him.
我在坟墓的外边，我和他说过话。
But Thomas says,
但是多马这样说
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there.
我不太确定我当时不在场。
Mary, you wanted him to be alive, so your vision of Jesus was a wish fulfillment.
玛利亚，你心里边希望他复活，所以你眼睛看到不过是你心里面所想象的而已。
Mary says, I talked to him.
但玛利亚说我当时跟他讲过话呀。
The other disciples jump in.
那其他的门徒也开始说话了。
We saw him. We talked to him.
我们也看到他了，我们也跟他说过话了。
Last week we were in this room.
上个礼拜我们就在这间房子里。
We had locked the doors.
外面门都上锁了。
And we talked to him and he came among us.
我们跟他说话，他就一直到我们当中来了。
Thomas says, "Slow down, everybody. Slow down."
那多马就这样说，大家不要急，慢慢再说话。
You say you locked the door.
你说门是锁上的。
The door to the courtyard and this door right here.
那外通往庭院里面那个门，这个门吗？这扇门吗？
And you say then suddenly he was in your midst.
那你们说他突然就在你们当中。
Well, how did that happen?
这怎么可能呢？
That's weird.
这很荒诞吗？
Two other disciples jump in.
那另外两个门徒也来说
Thomas, why won't you believe us?
多马，你为什么不相信我们呢？
Jesus is alive.
耶稣他复活了。
We were walking to Emmaus and he was walking with us.
我们正往以马忤斯那个地方去的时候，他和我们一起行走。
We didn't recognize him until we stopped at an inn.
我们一开始不认出他，但一直到我们到一个客店的时候
，And he started to eat with us.
他和我们一起吃饭。
And Thomas says, "Hang on, hang on, hang on."
那多马又说：“你慢慢来。
”Where were you walking?
你在哪里走路呢
？Emmaus.
以马忤斯吗
？That's about 8 miles away, isn't it?
那是大概8英里以外的地方。
So you were with him for what? 3 hours?
你和他走了3个小时。
And you didn't recognize him?
你都不认识他吗？
But then suddenly you recognize him.
那突然你把他认出来了。
Come on, get your story straight.
所以你这个故事不能自圆其说。
Listen, everybody, listen. Unless I see,
他说停一下，各位，除非我有亲眼能够看到他。
Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe.
除非我自己看到钉痕，让我的手探到他的手上的钉痕里面，手也可以探到他的肋旁，我总不信。
The disciples were laboring to convince him.
那这些门徒在竭力的来说服他。
But he would not be convinced.
但他不希望被说服。
Some people believe easily.
有一些人很容易的就信了。
Maybe too easily.
可能是太容易信了。
Their faith is 94% emotion.
他们的信仰是94%的感情用事。
But other people refuse to believe.
但有一些其他人他们不愿意信。
In spite of evidence.
即使是有证据，他们也不愿意信。
Some people plant their feet and cross their arms.
有些人他就站在那里，把手插在一起。
They hear eyewitness testimonies.
他们听到目击者的见证。
And they say, "Well, I haven't seen."
啊，他们说我眼睛没有看到。
My experience is superior to yours.
我的经历比你的经历更高。
I do not, I will not believe.
我不相信，我绝不相信。
Thomas is one of those people.
多马就是 这种人当中的一个。
Listen to our Lord's gentle rebuke.
那我们听听我们主对他的斥责吧。
8 days later, the disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be to you. Then he said to Thomas,
八天以后门徒又在屋里多马也和他们同在门都关着耶稣来到门当来到屋子当中说愿你们平安
Put your finger here
他对多马说把你的手探过来
See my hands
你看我的手
Put out your hand
你伸出你的手指来
Place it in my side
探入我的肋旁
Do not disbelieve butBelieve.
不要疑惑，总要信。
And so our Lord rebukes Thomas gently.
所以我们的主他很温柔的来斥责多马。
We call him doubting Thomas.
我们称他为多疑的多马。
But he's really unbelieving Thomas.
这实际上是不信的多马。
Do you know the difference between doubt and unbelief?
你知道多疑和不信的区别吗？
Doubt is caused by intellectual questions.
那疑惑是因为有知识性的问题。
Rational uncertainty.
在理性上的不确定性。
And we are very sympathetic to people who have intellectual objections.
我们对从知识上有一些不理解的人，我们对他们其实挺同情的。
We do not judge Thomas for having questions.
我们不会指责多马他有疑惑。
And this church does not judge you.For having questions.
如果你有疑惑的话，这个教会也不会斥责你。
Doubt is also caused by emotion.
那有的时候疑惑是因为我们的性情、感情的原因。
When our mood is gray and the sky is overcast.
当我们情绪上比较低沉，然后天气也不是太好的时候。
We naturally doubt.
我们经常会有疑惑。
And if you are in a dark night of the soul, this church does not judge you.
当您的心灵当中正经历着黑暗的时候，这个教会也不会来斥责你，也不会来论断你。
Great followers of God have doubts.
那跟从上帝的一些伟人，他们也有疑惑。
Such as the great teacher and reformer Martin Luther.
就像一位伟大的教师，伟大的宗教改革者马丁路德。
One of his biographers wrote about him.
他一位给他写传记的一位作家这样说。
His whole life was a struggle against depression and doubt, a fight for faith.
他的一生都在对抗抑郁，对抗怀疑。他的一生就是一场信心的征战。
So our Lord.Did not rebuke Thomas for doubt.
所以我们的主并不是因为多马的疑惑而去斥责他。
And neither do we.
我们也不会这样。
But Jesus did rebuke him gently for something else.
但是耶稣确实很温柔地斥责了他，因为另外一件事情。
He challenged him because of his unbelief.
是因为他的不信，主耶稣来挑战他。
And we receive his challenge also.
我们今天也接受这样的挑战。
And here's the challenge.
这就是挑战。
Do not disbelieve, but believe.
不要不信，而要信。
Unbelief is a refusal to believe.
不信是拒绝去信。
In the face of credible evidence, it says, I don't want it to be true, therefore it is not true.
其实是有一些有根据的证据在那里。我们不想信，所以我们说我们不要信。
Unbelief is stubborn and hard-hearted.
所以不信是一种固执，是硬着心。
Thomas said, "I will never believe."
那多马说，我永远也不会信。
And Jesus said, "Do not disbelieve."
但耶稣说，不要不信，只要信。
And he says the same to us.
他对我们也是这样说。
So what evidence is there for this bodily resurrection?
所以耶稣身体复活的证据在哪里呢?
How can we believe?
我们怎么会信?
After all, we were not eyewitnesses like Thomas and the disciples.
因为我们并不是像多马和其他门徒一样，我们不是目击者。
So how does Jesus say to us, "Do not disbelieve, but believe"?
那今天耶稣怎么跟我们说，不要不信，只要信呢？
Well, one evidence is the empty tomb.
其中一个证据就是空空的坟墓。
It is universally agreed that they placed Jesus' body in the tomb.
我们现在举世公认的都知道是啊，当时放耶稣尸体的那个坟墓是空的。后来
，And then 3 days later, the tomb was empty.
那三天以后，这个坟墓啊是空的。
Well, how did that happen?
那怎么样？怎么回事情呢
？Did someone steal the body?
是谁把他的尸体偷走了吗？
Who might have stolen his body?
如果是这样，谁会偷他的尸体呢？
Well, maybe his enemies stole the body.
有可能是他的敌人。
But think about it. Why would they?
那我们去想一想，这些敌人为什么要偷他的尸体呢？
See, once the disciples started preaching, "He is risen. Believe in him."
那假如说他的门徒开始传讲说他复活了啊，相信他吧。
They would have simply brought out the body.
他们只需要把他尸体找出来。
And they would have said, "He has not risen."
他们就可以说他没有从死里复活。
See, here is the body.
这是他的尸体。
He's dead.
他死了。
Don't be silly.
不要这样很糊涂了。
People don't rise from the dead.
人不会从死里复活的。
And that would have been the end of Christianity.
那基督教就短短的就生命就从此结束了。
Another cult stopped.
就另外一种信仰就不会再产生了。
Another cult leader turned aside.
啊，就是信仰的这个啊祖师爷首领。就不会有人去相信他了。
I don't think the enemy stole the body.
我不认为他的敌人把他的尸体偷去了。
Well, maybe the disciples stole it.
那有可能是他的门徒偷了他的尸体啊。
Maybe they sneaked down to the tomb.
说不定他们偷偷的跑到门。
They knocked out the guards.
他们把士兵打倒。
They rolled the stone back. It was heavy.
他们把那一块巨大的石头滚开。
And they carried the body away.
他们把他尸体。
And they put it somewhere in the closet.
他们可能是藏在哪个衣橱里边。
And then they lied.
然后他们就说谎。
He is risen.
他复活了。
But they knew he wasn't right. It hadn't risen.
那么他们心中当然会说，他实际上没有复活。
Did the disciples steal the body?
那门徒偷了他的尸体了吗？
It's unlikely.
不太可能。
Their belief in Jesus' resurrection, his bodily resurrection, changed their lives.
他们相信耶稣身体的复活使他们的生命得到了改变。
They were never the same after that
他们从此不一样。
Sunday morning.
在那个礼拜天以后，他们从此不一样。
Eventually, they died for their belief.
最后，他们因他们的信仰而死。
People don't die for a lie.
人不会因为一个谎言而去死亡。
When they raised the sword to cut off James's head,
当敌人用剑正要把雅各门徒雅各的头砍下去的时候
he would have said at that point, "Hang on, hang on, we made the whole thing up."
如果是谎言的时候，他就会说，等一下，等一下，这一切都是我们都是说谎的。
When they stretched out Peter on the cross,
当他们把彼得在十字架上要钉他的时候
，When they took the hammer to drive in the nails,
当他们拿起锤子来要把钉子钉在他的手上的时候
，I think he would have said, "Hang on, hang on, don't kill me."
我想他也会说，不要杀我现在。
We were just kidding.
我们只是开玩笑而已。
Everyone settle down.
大家都冷静下来。
We just made the whole thing up.
我们就是这一所有这一切都是骗局而已。
So did the disciples steal the body?
那么是门徒偷了他的尸体吗？
It's unlikely.
不太可能。
They died for their belief in bodily resurrection.
他们相信耶稣的身体的复活，以至于他们去情愿去受死。
And yet the tomb is empty.
但是这个坟墓是空的。
Think of another piece of evidence.
再想另外一个证据。
Eyewitnesses.
目击者。
Mary at the tomb saw him and talked to him.
玛利亚在坟墓里面，在坟墓外边和他讲话，也看见过他。
10 disciples cowering behind locked doors talked to him.
那十个门徒在锁了门的屋子里边在躲避兵丁， 他进来和他们说话。
Two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus walked with him and talked with him.
两个门徒在往伊马忤斯的路上走的时候，和他一起同走，也和他一起讲话。
Later, after this story, Jesus appeared to more than 500 people at one time.
在这些故事之外，耶稣又像一次向五百个门徒显现。
And years later, after that,
很多年以后
，Peter said it this way.
彼得这样说。
Peter did not give a response to him. I'm not sure what happened. We will proceed. Maybe the PowerPoint folks can find the right slide. Peter said it this way many years later.
那我们不知道幻灯片出了什么问题。那在很多年以后，彼得这样说。
We did not follow cleverly devised myths, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
我们并不是随从乖巧捏造的谎言虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
So there is solid evidence for the resurrection.
所以他的复活有确切的证据。
And when Thomas faced the evidence, here was his response.
当多马听到这样的他们的证据以后，多马的回答是这样的。
Thomas's response, "My Lord and my God."
他的回应是我的主，我的上帝。
Now, don't let Thomas's statement go over your head.
不要因为听到多马这一句话，你就一下子就过眼就忘记了。
This is the climax of the Book of John.
这是约翰福音的最高潮。
Everything builds to this point.
所有约翰福音所记载的就是要达到这个高潮。
You see, John has recorded seven signs to prove that Jesus is Lord and God.
那约翰他记载了七个耶稣的神迹，就是要证明他自己是神。
There was the sign of turning water into wine.
是有在迦拿把水变成酒的故事。
There was the sign of Jesus walking on water.
也有是耶稣在水上行的神迹。
There was the sign of raising Lazarus.
也是将拉撒路从死里复活的神迹。
And here is the final sign, the climax.
这是最后的一个神迹，是他的。
God raised Jesus.
神让耶稣从死里复活。
It is a sign that God put his stamp of approval on Jesus.
这个神迹就是上帝把合格证书来打印打在耶稣身上。
God vindicated and validated Jesus' claims.
上帝澄清了，也是上帝也是就是在解释了耶稣他一直的声明。
And he claimed some amazing things.
耶稣在一生当中他有很多非常奇妙的声明。
Jesus claimed to know our thoughts.
他说他知道我们的心怀意念。
And God said, "That's right."
上帝说不错。
Jesus claimed to have the power to forgive sins.
耶稣说他有赦罪的能力。
He said, "I can wipe away all the bad things that you have done and make peace with God for you."
他可以说我把你一切以前所做的坏事，我可以一笔勾销在上帝面前。带你为上帝和好。
And God said, "That's right."
那上帝说是的。
Jesus claimed to have the authority to judge us.
那耶稣说他有这个权柄来审判我们。
And God said, "That's right."
那上帝说不错。
Jesus claimed that he will come again to punish evil and to remake the universe.
那耶稣说他要再来，他要审判世人，他新造一个新天新地。
And God said.That's right.
上帝说是的。
And Thomas agreed.
那多马也同意。
My Lord and my God.
我的主，我的神。
That's quite a statement.
什么样的这样什么样的宣言呢
？How about you?
我们呢？你们呢
？What is your statement?
我们的宣言是什么
？Listen to Jesus' word.
那我们来看听耶稣怎么说。
Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed."
耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
Jesus was talking about us.
耶稣是其实就我们来说的。
We have not walked, we have not talked, we have not eaten with him.
我们没有跟他同行，我们没有跟他说话，也没有跟他说一起吃饭。
Blessed are those people who have not seen and yet believe.
那些没有见过的，就信的是有福的。
And so our Lord says to us,
所以我们的主对我们说
，Do not disbelieve, but believe.
不要不信，我要信。
And if you believe, He will give you eternal life.
如果你相信的话，他会给你永生。
Jesus rose and He lives forever, and He shares that eternal life with those who believe.
耶稣复活了，他有永生，他要把永生和你一同信仰和一同信他的人信来分享。
That is our hope.
这就是我们的盼望。
Somebody say Amen.
我们会说阿门。
Somebody say Amen again.
再说一句阿门。
This is our hope.
这是我们的盼望。
Rick Warren is the pastor of Saddleback Church in California.
那加州马鞍教会的牧师华克里 Rick Warren.
Some years ago, he and his wife Kay had a devastating loss.
若干年以前，他和他的太太 Kate 有了一次他们有毁灭性的损失。
Their 27-year-old son Matthew took his own life.
他们27岁的儿子马太自杀了，因为抑郁症。
And about a year after that tragedy,
那这个悲剧发生一年以后
，Rick said, "I have often been asked, how have you kept going in your pain?"
那华克里牧师他说，有很多人问我说，你。你经历了这么大的一个不幸，你怎么样每天生活呢
？And I have often replied.
我经常的我的答案是
Easter,
复活节。
You see, death and burial and resurrection of Jesus happened over 3 days.
我们看耶稣他死了被埋葬又复活当中经历了三天。
Friday was the day of suffering.
那星期五那一天受难节是他的受难的日子。
Saturday was the day of confusion and misery.
那整个星期六那一天有很多的混乱，有很多的悲惨。
But Easter, that Sunday,
但是复活的主日那一天
was the day of hope and victory.
是盼望的一天，是胜利的一天。
And you will face those 3 days in your lifetime.
在你们的一生当中也会经历这样的三天。
And when you do, you will find yourself asking, as I did.
当你经历这样的三天的时候，你会问这些问题。我的生命当中，我也问过这样的问题。
Three questions.
三个问题。
Number one.
第一个问题。
What do I do in my days of pain?
在我经受苦难的那一天，我要做什么？
Number two, how do I get through my days of confusion?
那第二个问题是，当我在那个混乱那一天的时候，我怎么样能够经历那一天？
Number three, how do I get to the days of joy and victory?
第三天，我如何能够到达那喜乐的一天，那得胜的一天？
And the answer is Easter.
那答案就是复活节。
All of us, every one of us,
我们当中的所有人，每一个人
is wounded.
我们都有伤痕，都受过伤。
Our lives are littered by failure.
我们的生命当中充满了失败。
We are scarred by abuse.
我们都有被欺压的伤痕。
We are humbled by suffering.
我们的所经受的苦难让我们有很多屈辱的经历。
We are chained by addiction.
我们这个对毒品对很多事情的上瘾让我们得到捆绑受到捆绑。
We are darkened by depression.
我们也可能也有这个在抑郁当中的黑暗。
But Jesus rose and we who believe in him will also rise.
但是耶稣复活了，那些信他的人也必复活。
And even now, while we live in our own version of Good Friday and Silent Saturday,
即使现在，当我们生活在我们自己的受难节或者我们的沉默的日子的时候
，We remember that Easter is coming.
我们会记得复活节将要来到。
We remember that Easter has arrived.
我们会记得复活节已经来到。
And his eternal life is working in those who believe.
他永远的生命正在我们那信的人身上工作。
To give us a new start in life and a new hope.
让我们的生命有一个新的开始，一个新的信心、盼望。
So, do not disbelieve.
不要不信。
But believe.
只要信。
Our Heavenly Father, help us to believe.
亲爱的天父，帮助我们来信。
And to share your eternal life.
把你的永生来分享。
Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
我们的主耶稣。Amen.
请起立，我们一起唱诗来。